up, you're back up or backing up. Bullying with your hands cuffed, po-po, what's it glocks? Old folk punching clocks, yo, it don't fucking stop. Police stopping me with the POT. Race hate growing, so they're voting for BNP. Brits in Guantanamo, dreaming of being free. Fuck this country, it ain't doing shit for me. Look at the history books, people bloodshed. Karma is coming, you'll see the streets run red. Red rum, that's the way that the money's made. The Church of England invest in the slave trade. Trace it back to the bank where you put your wage. Built on the blood of slaves and stole a sugar cane. And now we toil for the royal blood spilling on the soil. When they're drilling for the oil, got us killing for the buck. We don't give a fuck, nobody wanna work. We just wanna live it up, bring a cup, fill it up with the blood, sweat and tears too. I got no love for ideals, you were dear too. Dear England, please confess your sins. Now I see police tape, when I'm taking my bins out. Dead baby, got dropped down my rubbish chute. Please don't rub me out, cause I just run the zoo. Don't look at me funny, blood, it's fucking true. You don't believe me, I guess it's too much for you. A girl got abducted and chopped up in Catford. Racist with ice picks, that shit is backward. The news is confusing, it's all manufactured. Pop propaganda, political actors, political factions and critical factors. Get kidnapped and sympathise with your captors. Trapped in the capital, death before dishonour. Troops terrorised by suicide bombers. And I wanna vomit, cause they're blowing up buses. It's rough in the streets, kids growing up. It's our Sean Sharp's Demonezes. In the heavens, they put seven in his head and sent it back to the essence. Got us living in fear. You get treated like a criminal if you're a Muslim with a beard. 24-hour drinking, I'm sipping a beer. But some don't know their limits, it's a little severe. The liquor is here, the drugs are here, the football dogs are here. You could get mugged in here, so plug your ear. If you don't want to hear the screams from the dungeon to the Huddersfield of dreams, I feel the heat of Big Brother's eyes on my back. He's watching how I'm.
Heard a track titled England by Jest. Hello and welcome on the Circle Day radio show on Resonance 104.4 FM. I'm Odette Gerez and tonight's show we have Martin Lux. Martin has been at this activism malarkey since the 70s and he's been a regular on the Circle Day. He currently has a YouTube channel going to vent his feelings and frustrations on many, many topics. You can find it on www.youtube.com/redandblacktelly, where you can subscribe. So do. Let's go ahead and cover some of these topics. Hi, Martin.
Hello.
Let's go ahead. Currently in Nigeria, approximately 234, maybe even more, young schoolgirls have been kidnapped by Boko Haram militants who are Islamic extremists. They have been successful in causing havoc in Nigeria through waves of bombings. Their purpose is to overthrow the Nigerian government and create an Islamic state. What is your take on them and this whole saga as it unfolds, Martin?
Well, I did a cast on it yesterday, so it's still fresh in my mind. Basically, I compared them to the Lord's Resistance Army in Uganda and that various area. Same sort of tactics, same sort of thing. Compare them to a cult. I do suspect that some of the people involved with them were responsible for killing people that were administering polio vaccinations. This is happening to people in Pakistan and in Afghanistan as well. There's some sort of weird conspiratorial in their worldview thing that the West are basically making the Muslim population impotent, sexually impotent, and unable to breed because of the polio injections. This idea has spread around, and with the result of people have been killed for administering the polio vaccinations. And also that a lot of people haven't had polio vaccinations, so therefore as a outcome of this, there's loads of more people suffering from a polio epidemic that happens to be taking place in these areas. But basically, I did say that Boko Haram, Lord's Resistance Army, very much the same, that we ourselves in this country got our own fanatics, Scientologists and so on, that we can't really say that we're any different from these people. We've historically done this in the past with burning the witches and so on. And also, as well, I did talk about the imams and people from the more shady African churches that are over here, brutalising children and women and so on with exorcisms, violence, and also a lot of sexual harassment and so forth. I call for these people to be deported, which is very strange for an anarchist. I don't believe that the government should deport them. I just think that they should be made unwelcome here. We don't want these ideas, either if they're indigenous or they're imported from abroad. I believe that, you know, we have to stand up and fight against these people, and that part of the fight against Boko Haram is on our own doorstep, in our own front room. I also, at the end of the podcast, went on to say, as an anarchist, I completely disapprove of religion because it makes you susceptible to authority. It basically peddling a load of myths, and it's brutalized humanity for thousands of years, in particular, as now with Boko Haram, women and children are brutalized by it. So that's what I had to say on that podcast.
Okay. Next question is, on the 1st of May, we saw the annual May Day celebrations. May Day was launched on May the 1st in 1886, and the reason was the demand for the 8-hour workday. Anarchist Lucy Parsons and Albert Parsons, along with their two children, led 80,000 working people down Chicago streets in the US, while more than 100,000 marched in other US cities. A new international holiday was born. What do you think has happened to May Day these days?
Well, I commented upon my frustration of being in London at the May Day events or non-events. I did not attend the Clerkenwell thing, as I've talked about this on the podcast a few days ago, so it's, again, still quite fresh in my head. I was exceedingly frustrated, and I have been for some time. A few years ago, we were able to get anarchists, were able to get thousands of people out on the streets and celebrate May Day as it should be celebrated, as it is celebrated on the continent. Basically, with a carnivalistic atmosphere, but also the occasional clash with the police and rub up against the establishment. But this year it was just a what I called a Borat commemoration, as a Turkish Kurdish Stalinists having their march and holding up respective placards of their leaders who looked a bit like Borat. I didn't say that they were like Borat, and some people thought I did. It was the their leaders looked a bit like Borat. It was a rather flippant remark. But what was not a flippant remark was that the Kurdistan and Turkish communists in Stoke Newington are stronger numerically. The entire indigenous communist population or communist party of the whole of the UK. And that goes to show the sad reflection of things as they are. The other half of the march is people commemorating Bob Crow and Tony Benn, which I've got no time for Tony Benn at all. At any time, Bob Crow, I'm a bit more sympathetic towards because he's a bit like me, working class person. But, you know, why the necrophilia? They're dead. It was a case of let the dead bury the dead, and it was like a very miserable affair, as it always is. I went along later on, though, to one that was advertised at UCL. Support the cleaners, cots off the campus. I arrived late. The weather was somewhat inclement, but there were still only about 24 people around, so I just spun my heels and left, because that was obviously not happening. And that was the situation for Britain, apart from a small sort of almost ritualistic things that were held in various towns. So that virtually nothing happened on May Day. Probably only about 1 in 1,000, or maybe even more than 1 in 1,000 people were actually out in the streets on May Day, where everybody else was just behaving completely normally. So I consider the British May Day this year to be a total disgrace.
Next question. Late last year, comedian Russell Brand went on the Jeremy Paxman show. Some 10 million viewers the programme managed to attract, apparently. On your red and black telly, you referred to Brand as a court jester. I think that is a very wise observation myself. What do you mean by that, and what do you make of the interview?
Well, I think that I said it was a fluffed interview. He could have really had a go at the system, but he was too busy jesting about Jeremy Paxman's beard and everything. He could have made a serious point. It's not very often that people like him, well, from my kind of background, which he is, get an opportunity to vent their frustrations on primetime television, particularly something like Newsnight, which is reserved for the political classes as a whole. I think he made a bungled attempt. I know that he's somewhat sympathetic to our ideas, but I also know that he's a dilettante. He hangs around with people like Jermaine McCann. He's part of the sort of alternative establishment. I don't actually believe he understands what revolution is, and if it was to occur, and I don't think he'd understand what it was. Although he has come out on the streets of us before, but I think he's basically a court jester, as I said. You know, he's been presented to Prince Charles and the Queen. He could have spat in their faces. He could have socked Prince Charles in the puss. A golden opportunity that none of us, I think, could resist, but he seems to resist it quite well. So therefore, I do think he's a court jester, and I think then another 20 years' time, he'll probably be like attacking people for their youthful foibles and be sort of stepping in a taxi to go down to the Buckingham Palace to get his CBE or his OBE. That's basically what I think about Russell Brand. Although, of course, I would really, you know, if he's a genuine geezer, then maybe I've portrayed him wrong. But I wouldn't portray him wrong deliberately, and that's what I think of him. I don't know much about him, actually. I'm a bit old and square, man. So to me, he's just a celebrity.
You state there's an attack on the young in this country, and go on to say that it's important that the old and young need to stick together. Can you say more on that?
Yes, I did a video cast on that as well. These are all the subjects I've done in my video cast, haven't I? And again, I remember this quite well. That was some time ago. My contention being that the young are under attack from the state, from the police and so on. They're alienated, they're bullied, they're forced to go to school till basically they're in their late teens. The whole system is piled against them. They've got no autonomy. They're being fed crap, basically. The young have shown that they can fight back, like with the riots a few years ago and various and the student things. So the future does lay with the young, but also with the old as well, because the old, and I'm old now and got my travel pass, the old are exceedingly alienated. There's a million older people. I've got no companion apart from the television or a pet, and they live in complete isolation. I think it's a damning indictment. And I think that the young and the old, or let me say considerable sections of them, are extremely alienated. They're not getting anything out of the system. The system has screwed them over, and that they should unite. I think it's quite logical. The blank generation in between Thatcher's children and everything, I think it's too late for them. But I think the old with all their experience and the young with their exuberance and enthusiasm and their quest for knowledge and freedom, I think that we make an ideal combination. And I hope that in the future, when we all get out on the streets together, eventually when the British Revolution occurs, that this may in fact happen, and I hope that it does.
I hope that too. Another topic you discuss is on the anarchist lifestyle, and how does today's contemporary anarchist lifestyle politics compare with the Spanish anarchist movement in the 1920s and 30s, as you state on your channel?
Let me see, what do I remember? Oh, yes, that was done even further back. But yes, a lot of the lifestyles that they today are supposed to be anarchist lifestyles. They're not anarchist lifestyles, they're alternative lifestyles, things like polyamory and so on. They're nothing anarchist about them at all. Anarchists, of course, would recognise the right of people to be polyamorous, polyandrous, polygamous, to be gay or not to be gay, or to be monogamous or just to be celibate. It's all part of the mixed social fabrics, and we don't make any kind of moral judgments about what people do in their personal lives unless it involves the oppression and of people such as the young and the vulnerable, and also involves things like domestic violence. But apart from that, I think we're pretty hip, man. The lifestyles today that I've described are not anarchist lifestyles. The anarchist, there isn't really such a thing as an anarchist lifestyle, I don't think. You can be vegetarian and a Nazi, for example. You can eat meat and be an anarchist. It's not your lifestyle. It's the way you relate to people. It's what you do. It's not the clothes that you wear. It's not like the records you listen to or the films that you see. That's part of it. But it's also like how you relate to people on everyday life level, people that are not in the anarchist scene. That's what's important. And you don't have to be a squatter in a polyamorous relationship to be an anarchist. You don't have to be young. You don't have to be middle class. It's open to anybody. It's total freedom. The Spanish anarchist movement was part of the large workers movement that you referred to earlier on, about the Chicago anarchists, many who were executed after a bomb outrage in the Haymarket. Traditionally, May Day has been an anarchist thing, has been somewhat expropriated by the left and made to be like a state-sponsored thing, like the arms things in missiles going through Red Square or Pyongyang, and so it's got nothing to do with May Day as we understand it. The anarchists in the past in Spain were from the peasantry and the working class. They had very few middle class or intellectual people involved in them at all. It was almost exclusively a lower middle class, with people like doctors and teachers here, but mostly peasants and workers, people that struggled highly. And free love, they did have an anarchist lifestyle to a degree. Most of them were vegetarian, most of them did not drink, and most of them lived in a highly repressive Catholic state that could be compared somewhat to Saudi Arabia or somewhere like that, in a state of free marriage. They refused to be married in a church, and they brought up their kids to be free thinkers and atheists. And they did actually have a sort of lifestyle, but it was more with supporting each other in strikes, in arms, with people that were being evicted and so on. It was all about class struggle. That was the anarchist identity, and it involved hundreds of thousands of people.
How do you think an effective change is realistically possible here in the UK? You use the term stand up against power. What does that look like as far as you're concerned? Do you think it means going beyond protest and demonstrations?
Well, most certainly. Something I make very clear in all my podcasts and always conclude with is that in this country, because this is where we live, I mean, there are things going on all over the world, which makes it frustrating because there's nothing much going on here. But I make it very clear that in this country, that what I would like to see, and the only solution to all the capitalist crisis, which is just about everything you can imagine, everything we've been talking about, but also like, you know, the growing gap between the rich and the poor, the destruction of the planet, the increased amount of authoritarianism, surveillance, brutality, warehousing people, racism, just an endless list, that you can't deal with these things one by one, that they've got to be swept away in one go. And the only way to do it, unfortunately, because there is no other way, as far as I'm concerned, is en masse in the streets, with people spontaneously coming out in the streets to vent their frustrations. We've seen it all over the world. It's called revolution. It's not just a week of protest. It goes on. Everywhere, all over the globe, we can see it going on. It's either revolution or the beginnings of revolution or the start of revolution or an inclination of revolution. It involves thousands and thousands of people out on the streets. They have to come semi-spontaneously. Obviously, somebody has to spark it off, but they have to come semi-spontaneously. It has to be without the urgings of the left or the anarchists or the activists. It has to become spontaneous. And we've seen that throughout the world that it has. all over the world. And the anarchists have been to the forefront of it. They haven't led it. They've been part of it. They've been the most vociferous part of it in Greece, in Brazil, and so on. But these things would happen without the anarchists. It's the anarchists just add numbers, particularly in Greece. So, yes, the only solution I see to all the ills of society to stop capitalism from destroying us, which it surely is, by destroying the world with its wars and famines and so on, its alienation, just about every facet you can think of. The only way that we can break out of our conditioning is to get out on the streets and start from there. That's the beginning, not the end. And that anything that puts a brake on it, whether it's political parties, consciousness, anything that puts a block on it and is bad, anything that encourages it is good, and anything that tries to control it, to take it over, to divert it, is bad. And that bad thing is politics, and it's usually the left.
What is your intention with your Red and Black telly channel?
Well, I started off doing it... I started off doing it sort of, again, spontaneously. I had a lot of issues that I wanted to talk about. I didn't feel like sitting down for days on end, just writing them and submitting them to a magazine where they may or may not be printed. I'm not really into that. So I thought of the new way of doing things on the internet. Now, I myself am absolutely technophobic. I only just got a computer about a few months ago at the beginning of the year, and I've only just been connected, so I've only been online for maybe about a month. I've great personal objections to computerization, but the person that I did the Red and Black with has gone away on a great adventure in Central America and won't be back until about August, so I either had to terminate it or learn to do it myself. So I'm learning at the moment to do it myself, and I don't think I'm doing a great job, but, you know, they are getting out there. Originally, I'd intended to talk about things that pissed me off personally, things that had happened in the movement, but anything in the news or anything, I think that I've got enough of a knowledge to talk about things that I think are fairly important, things like the EDL, fascism, racism, the state revolution, but also about other things that are going on, things like religion and politics. And I'm quite interested and always have been interested in the rise of UKIP, and did a podcast some time ago, which was UKIP, Party of the Future. I've never dismissed them. I've seen this happen before, but I've never seen it happen to this extent. And I was one of the first people to actually dare say that perhaps UKIP could win the majority of the vote in the forthcoming elections. As an anarchist, you might think it's weird that I cover elections, but I think by covering elections and stuff like that, it gives a gives an insight into bourgeois political parties, into the way that the system works, the things that they're saying. It's quite interesting that all the major parties are just saying the same sort of things that the BNP were saying about 15 years ago. Politics has gone so far to the right in this country, that is why UKIP are going to be elected. That's why the left are completely irrelevant. That's why the what's left of the left is just as rabid and xenophobic as the right. And as an example, and I will be talking about this in the future, I give you the Scottish referendum, where the left, almost to a person, are from George Galloway to Eddie Izzard to the just about everybody on the left, doesn't want Scotland to become independent. Obviously, as an anarchist, the creation of another nation state is completely irrelevant to me. But I don't think that they've got the purpose. I don't think they've got the interests of the Scottish people at heart. I think that the Scottish people, if they want to become independent, should become independent and not be given a whole load of xenophobic sort of crap from the left, who basically need the Scottish votes to basically make sure that Labour stand a chance of winning in the general election. Without the Scottish votes, it seems we'll have a built-in Tory majority. And my God, if we do, we might have to do something about it, realising that we're living under an electoral dictatorship. We might have to take to the streets like we did in the Thatcher days. And that's my message. Always ends up on that. To the streets.
Good message. Thank you very much for coming on, Martin. If you'd like to hear more, go to www.youtube.com/redandblacktelly and you can subscribe and, you know, have a listen to a lot more topics and discussion. You've been listening to... Oh, you want to add something?
Yeah, yeah. You'll actually be able to see me, see what I look like, because it's a video cast, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah, if you want to put a face to a voice. You've been listening to the Circle Day radio show on Resonance 104.4 FM with me, Yadette Gerez. If you'd like to get a T-shirt, nab a T-shirt, go to subcat.com. They're a very good independent anarchist printing machine company. If you want to hear more... shows, past shows, please go to www.thecircleday.com. Next week you will have Donica. Until next week, turn on, tune in and kick off.
When a person becomes a policeman, he has sold his class interests, he has crossed the class line, he's in the paid employment of the ruling class, he is part of the private army of the ruling class, which exists for the sole purpose of defending private property and profits.
Must be that the fuck we were bullied in school. And as you live, you get colder. So they put the police number next to the chip on their shoulder. New Scully or Mulder, they're cold and they're corrupt. They hide behind their badge when they roll like little thugs. So it's bound to erupt. And when the pigs just flip, the 999 turns 666. Reminds me of the world that we live in again. Police get holidays for killing innocent men. It's just age old power, blood, greed and lust. MPs, they protect these thieving fucks. Why they demonize benefit cheats and such. Preaching guff, like how the filth are gonna clean us up. Acting mean and tough is so feeble. They even turn man's best friend on the people.
A-C-A-D, all cops are bastards, all cops are bastards. A-C-A-D, all cops are bastards, all cops are bastards. A-C-A-D, all cops are bastards, all cops are bastards.
Yo, bored to a standstill. Why E-Coyote rap, ordering anvils. Your evidence mountain is more of an anthill. I'll torture the cop like falling with Anfield. Leave police forces, corpses on landfills. French revolutionary storming the Bastille. Yo, it's unpleasantly surprising the 21st century peasantry uprising. Farmhands going mad heavy, Nesta Magna with plans ready. Framed by the state, Sacco and Vanzetti. Bebop and Rocksteady, splinter your crew. Leave lots of shops sweaty, stinking a zoo. Bobby Charles de Menezes, no smiley culture, I snarled when I said it. Watch Prince Charles get beheaded, then start running cops. Ian Tomlinson's back with Mark Duggan songs.
A-C-A-D, all cops are bastards, all cops are bastards. A-C-A-D, all cops are bastards, all cops are bastards. A-C-A-D, all cops are bastards, all cops are bastards.
I had a vision of more, I feel like living's a chore. I make beats, write bars, never written a score. All they give us is war, stealing's only a sin if you're poor. The rich don't get pigs who wanna kick in their door. It's over corrupt, they say the system doesn't work, but you know that it does. They get richer every day, we get totally fucked. That's design, that ain't broken or bust. Now they're hoping to crush and take back what remains of hard won and now forgotten gains. I see a lot has changed, it's not the same, but we don't wanna return. Just rebuild stronger from lessons we've learned. Shit, I got to admit, I got a deep yearning to see PCs and MPs burning. In the world that we make, that we know work for a wage. A world that makes every dead cop turn in their grave.
A-C-A-D,